91X News.
It's minus one and mainly cloudy at 3 o'clock. In the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm James Gaughan. Queen's University says it is looking into a costume party attended by some of its students. The party has been condemned by student leaders because of racial stereotypes. Photographs circulating on social media show students, most of them Caucasians, dressed as Middle Eastern sheiks, Viet Cong guerrillas, and Buddhist monks. In a statement posted on the university's website, Queen's principal Daniel Wolf says it appears the party took place off of the university's campus. Wolf says that such a party would never be sanctioned by the university's senior administration. The school's alma mater society says the party was inappropriate and makes many students feel uncomfortable. Wolf says the matter is being taken very seriously at the university. Belleville police are asking people not to believe everything they read online. On Tuesday night, police say they received a complaint from someone who had responded to an ad for a property rental in Belleville on a popular classified website. The complainant told police that they became suspicious when they were asked to transfer money over the internet. After talking to the property owners, the police said that the advertisement turned out to be a fake. Police are reminding everyone to verify that listings are real by talking to the people who own the property and not to send money online to strangers. If you have any information about who may be involved with this crime, then you are asked to contact Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. A pharmaceutical company's goal of finding a way to slow down the onset of Alzheimer's disease has hit a major setback. Sherry Preston of the ABC News has the details.
It was a medication developed by Eli Lilly, something called solanezumab, and scientists had hoped it would do more to help those suffering with what is the nation's sixth leading cause of death. Two previous large studies of those with mild to moderate forms of Alzheimer's weren't successful, so those at Eli Lilly decided to focus this latest test on those with just the mildest symptoms. However, this third large clinical trial has also failed. There are a couple of Alzheimer's drugs already on the market, but they only help ease symptoms. They don't slow progression of the disease. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Rapper Kanye West is apparently still being held in hospital, where he has been since his personal doctor called 911 Monday afternoon, saying the singer was in need of medical attention. West's strange behavior began a lot earlier before that, though.
Just 48 hours earlier, the entertainer arrived at his Sacramento concert over an hour late and sang only two songs before this happened. West ranting for over 15 minutes on everything from the election to even Beyonce and Jay-Z.
And Kim Kardashian is said to be by her husband's side, but so far no comment from either of their camps.
West has canceled the remaining 21 dates of his tour. That's QNET News on 91X to 303. In sports, both the men's and women's basketball teams of Loyalist College will be playing on Friday against the St. Lawrence Vikings. Loyalist men's team is hoping to improve on their record of 4-3 this season after coming off a win this weekend. The women's team will have a tough go of things, though, facing St. Lawrence. The Vikings women have won every single game they have played this season, whereas Loyalist team has only won one game out of six so far. This will be the final home game for both Lancer teams this semester. In the Ontario Junior Hockey League tonight, the Trenton Golden Hawks will host the Lindsay Muskies at 7:30. The Golden Hawks are currently one of the best teams in the league and have some of the top scorers on their team. A baseball pitcher whose career was defined by a single pitch has died. Ralph Branca gave up the famous shot heard round the world home run. Aaron Koreski has more.
Ralph Branca, who lost the opener, comes on the scene.
For the last 65 years, Ralph Branca has been the answer to a trivia question.
Branca has to pitch to Bobby Thompson, who homered off him only 2 days ago.
It was 1951, and Branca's Brooklyn Dodgers were playing for the National League pennant against Thompson's Giants. Branca's son-in-law, former Major League manager Bobby Valentine, said Branca died at a nursing home in Rye, New York, at age 90. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness near noon, a high of plus one. Tonight, cloudy, snow beginning late this evening, around 2 centimeters, and a low of minus one. And for tomorrow, periods of rain and the temperature steady near plus four. at 3:04. It's minus one. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan. News on 91X next at 4:00.